Let me ask you something. What would it take for you to trust a brand new kind of aircraft? Not a refined version of something old, a genuinely new category, fixed wings, but 12 propellers, batteries instead of jet fuel. A cruise speed of 150 miles an hour and a range that, on a good day, gets you across a metropolitan area and not much farther. I'm Vector, and this is Clear Direct on Radio Hangar. Today we are going to talk about Archer Aviation and an aircraft called Midnight. Because while a lot of the electric air taxi conversation has been noise and press releases, this particular airplane is now flying real test profiles, burning through a certification program with the Federal Aviation Administration, and telling us something honest about where this whole industry actually stands in 2026. Let's break this down. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated CFI. The whole journey in a coin you can actually hold. Beautifully made and built to last. If you've got a milestone worth marking, or you know a pilot who does, take a look at AviationSoul.com. So let's start with the basic question. What is Midnight Archer Aviation? It's a company based in San Jose, California. They've been around since 2018, which in aviation terms is barely a heartbeat. Midnight is their production aircraft, and the name is deliberate. It refers to the back-to-back short hops the company imagines this thing doing one after another, with only a brief recharge in between, the way a taxi works a city late into the night. Here's the shape of it. Midnight is what engineers call a vectored thrust EVTOL. Let me spell that out. EVTOL stands for electric vertical takeoff and landing. Vectored thrust means the same propellers that lift the aircraft straight up off the ground also push it forward in cruise. 6 of the 12 propellers tilt. They point skyward for the vertical part, then rotate forward to act like conventional propellers once the wing is doing the work of holding the airplane up. That last point is the whole engineering idea, so sit with it for a second. Midnight is not a helicopter. A helicopter spends every minute of flight using its rotor to fight gravity directly. That is expensive in energy terms. Midnight uses its rotors only for the takeoff and the landing. In between, it flies like a small fixed-wing airplane, and a wing is a vastly more efficient way to stay in the air than a spinning rotor. The data tells an interesting story here. The energy you spend hovering is enormous compared to the energy you spend cruising on a wing. So the design bet is simple. Minimize the hover. Maximize the wing-borne cruise. 12 propellers. 6 tilt. 6 are fixed and only spin during vertical flight. 6 independent battery packs, room for 1 pilot and 4 passengers, a target cruise speed of around 150 miles per hour, and a designed range of roughly 20 to 50 miles per trip with reserves, depending on who you ask and what assumptions you make about reserves and payload. Now, why does any of this matter to us, to pilots? Here's what most people miss about the EVTOL story. It is not really an aircraft story. It is an electric motor and distributed propulsion story that happens to be wearing wings. Think about what 12 electric motors give you that a single piston or turbine engine never could. Every one of those motors is small, simple, and has essentially one moving part. There's no gearbox on each one in the way. A helicopter has a single enormously complex transmission that, if it fails, ends the flight. Archer spreads the propulsion across 12 units so that losing one or even two is a manageable event rather than a catastrophe. Engineers call this distributed electric propulsion, and it is genuinely one of the more interesting safety architectures to come along in decades. Consider the failure modes. On a traditional helicopter, the tail rotor and the main gearbox are single points of failure that have killed people for as long as helicopters have existed. Midnight's designers looked at that and said, "What if there is no single component whose failure brings the aircraft down? 12 motors, 6 battery packs, redundant flight computers, the aircraft is built so that it can lose pieces and keep flying. That is the promise. Whether it fully delivers is exactly what the certification process is grinding through right now. And the pilot's job changes too. Midnight uses fly-by-wire controls. The pilot is not directly working a swashplate and pedals the way a helicopter pilot manages a constant, demanding balancing act. Instead, the pilot gives the flight control computer an intention. Go up, move forward, hold here. The computers manage the 12 motors, adjusting thrust thousands of times a second to keep the aircraft stable and pointed where the pilot wants. In principle, that makes the aircraft far easier to fly than a helicopter and far more forgiving. In practice, it means an enormous amount of trust is placed in software, and software has to be proven to a standard that has historically been brutal and slow. Let's talk about that. Because the honest part of this segment is the timeline. Here's where I have to be balanced. Because this industry has a credibility problem it earned. For years now, eVTOL companies have stood on stages and promised commercial air taxi service that was always about 2 years away. 2 years away in 2020. 2 years away in 2022, we've watched at least one well-funded competitor go through bankruptcy and claw its way back. The skepticism in this audience is completely justified. So let me tell you what's actually different about Archer's position and where the real obstacles still sit. What's real? Archer has flown Midnight, not a scale model, not a simulation. They've conducted transition flights, which is the hard part. The transition is that moment when the aircraft shifts from hovering on its tilting rotors to flying on its wing, and it is the single most technically dangerous phase of the entire flight envelope. Plenty of experimental aircraft over the decades have come apart in exactly that transition. Archer has demonstrated it. That matters. They've also built a manufacturing facility in Georgia, in partnership with the automaker Stellantis, designed to eventually produce these aircraft at volume. And they've signed real agreements with real airlines and operators who've put down deposits. United Airlines has been a public backer of the broader concept. There is genuine money and genuine industrial capacity behind this, not just a slide deck. Now, what's still hard? The FAA certification path is the wall every one of these companies has to climb, and it is tall. Archer is pursuing type certification for the aircraft itself, plus a production certificate to build them, plus their pilots and operations have to be certificated under a framework the FAA has been writing, more or less in real time. The agency published a new rule called the Powered Lift Rule, specifically because eVTOLs don't fit neatly into the existing categories of airplane or helicopter. They are a third thing, and the regulations had to catch up. That powered lift framework is progress, but it also means these companies are flying into partially uncharted regulatory territory. Every requirement that gets clarified is a requirement that has to be met, demonstrated, and documented. Certification is not a press release. It is thousands of pages of analysis, ground tests, flight tests, and failure mode demonstrations reviewed by FAA engineers who are, appropriately, not in a hurry to be wrong. And then there are the physics problems that no amount of paperwork solves. The big one is energy, batteries. Here's the uncomfortable number. The best lithium-ion battery packs flying today store somewhere around 1/40th of the usable energy, pound for pound, that you get from jet fuel. 1/40th? That is the entire reason Midnight's range is measured in tens of miles, and not hundreds. It's the reason the cabin holds 4 passengers and not 40. Every design choice on this aircraft is downstream of the fact that batteries are heavy and don't hold much energy compared to the fuel we're used to. Now, for the mission, Archer is actually targeting short urban and regional hops. That limitation might be acceptable. You don't need 400 miles of range to fly someone from a downtown vertiport to an airport on the far side of a congested city. A 20-minute trip that would have been a 90-minute drive is a real product. But it is a narrow product. And the battery also has a second problem we don't talk about enough, which is degradation. Charge and discharge a battery hard over and over day after day, and it wears out. For an aircraft that's supposed to fly dozens of short cycles a day, the rate at which those expensive battery packs degrade is a direct hit to the business case. Replace the packs too often, and the economics that make air taxis affordable start to wobble. There's also the question nobody in a glossy promotional video wants to dwell on. Where do these things actually land? An air taxi network needs vertiports, places to take off, land, charge, and load passengers, integrated into cities and airports with the electrical infrastructure to recharge aircraft quickly. That's a civil engineering and zoning and power grid challenge that has very little to do with the aircraft and everything to do with whether this ever becomes a network you can actually use. Building one beautiful airplane is hard. Building the dozens of vertiports it needs to be useful is a different kind of hard, and it's mostly outside Archer's control. So who is actually building all this, and who are they up against? Archer is not alone, and the competition is part of what makes this moment interesting. Their most direct rival is Joby Aviation, another California company chasing the same 4-passenger air taxi mission with a different propulsion layout. The two of them are essentially in a race, both for certification and for the credibility of being first to carry a paying passenger. Overseas, you've got companies in Germany and China and elsewhere pushing their own designs, some further along on paper than others. What I find genuinely compelling about Archer specifically is the industrial seriousness. The Stellantis manufacturing partnership signals that they understand the hardest part isn't building one aircraft. It's building 1,000 of them affordably and consistently. A lot of aviation startups can produce a gorgeous prototype and then discover that manufacturing at scale is where dreams go to die. Archer has at least aimed at that problem early. Let me give you the honest bottom line, pilot to pilot. Midnight is not vaporware. It is a real flying aircraft with a real certification program and real industrial backing. That puts it in a very small club. But it is also not a finished product, and the gap between flying test profiles and carrying paying passengers across a city every day profitably is wide. The aircraft will likely fly its early commercial routes in limited, carefully chosen markets first, possibly overseas where the regulatory and infrastructure pieces align, before you ever see one over an American downtown. And the timeline you should hold in your head is measured in years of steady certification work. Not in the next quarterly announcement. Here's the part I'd push back on if you only ever hear the skeptics. The underlying technology, distributed electric propulsion, fly-by-wire, simplicity, redundancy that a single-engine helicopter can only dream of. That technology is real, and it is good. Even if the air taxi business model takes longer than promised or looks different than advertised, the engineering lessons coming out of Midnight and its competitors are going to ripple into the rest of aviation. The way these companies are proving out electric propulsion and software-managed flight controls is laying groundwork that outlasts whatever happens to any single startup. That's the systems thinking view. Don't judge this only on whether the air taxi shows up on schedule, judge it on whether the technology underneath it is sound. And on that measure, Midnight is one of the more honest things flying right now. My thanks to Archer Aviation's own published flight test reporting and to the FAA's powered lift rulemaking for the details behind today's breakdown. If you want the show notes, they live at radiohangar.com. Keep an eye on this one. Not because the hype is right, but because the engineering might be. This is Vector. I'll see you on the next one.